Hello and welcome to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next five episodes from this devotional podcast are taken from the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Through this podcast, we're all about connecting directly with God. Not thoughts about God, not tips and tricks, God Himself. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out and turn our hearts towards God. Let's hear His voice and connect with our Father. God, thank you that you're here with us right now. Thank you for your presence and your power inside of us. Thank you, God, for the past that you've led us through. And thank you, God, for everything that lies in our future that you're leading us toward. Today, we take some time to lay aside every stress, every burden, every hope and dream, and look directly at you, knowing that you know it all better than we ever could. We trust you. We look forward to meeting with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It's there in verse 3 that I'd like to take a moment and really zoom in on. It says this again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. When we consider the goodness of God, all the blessings He has lavished upon us, they should add fuel to the fire of our praise. Again, Paul writes, blessed be God. In other words, praise Him. He's blessed us, so we're going to bless Him. There's an old song that says, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back and praise. That's the practice that we need to have. First, recognizing the blessings and then turning them back into praise for God. This practice is like looking into an infinity mirror. The blessings, they go on and on and on forever. Now, there are definitely times in our life when we don't feel that blessed. And it's easy in these times to think, if I were God, I would do it better. If I were God, I would certainly not be leading me through these moments. In these times, it's very important to remember one blessing that we certainly do have. That blessing is that God has given us His only Son, Jesus Christ. Again, Paul writes, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What an incredible truth to start off with. God gave His only Son to us. And it's through Jesus that we have access to every spiritual blessing. And one of the first spiritual blessings that we ever receive from Jesus is the blessing of forgiveness. We need forgiveness for even thinking that we do it better than God. We need forgiveness for ever turning away from God as our source of life and energy and fulfillment. We need forgiveness constantly. And the good news is that God has forgiven you. That you are totally new. You are totally clean. You're totally made right in the presence of God. And when we pause and receive this blessing, we can turn it back and say, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So wherever you are today, let's take some time to receive these spiritual blessings, to receive the forgiveness that God purchased on the cross for you, to receive the fact that you are going to be included in the family of God, going to be included in heaven forever. The stresses, the worries, the pains, they will melt away. And we'll have eternity to enjoy God forever. So God, today we turn our hearts to you. We turn our lives to you. We repent for every time that we've thought we could do it better. We repent for every time that our eyes have been taken off of you. We repent for every time that we didn't recognize the blessings that you've sent, for every time that we didn't build our life on the incredible first blessing that you gave, Jesus Christ. God, thank you for these blessings. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you that we are made new. Today, we choose to bless you, God, to praise you, to lift your name high. Wherever we are, God, thank you that you are bigger and better and greater and more glorious than everything that is around us. God, we worship you. We pour our praise out to you because you are good and because you gave us these extraordinary blessings. Amen. Over the next few minutes, I encourage you to connect with God directly for yourself. You could start with this very simple prayer. Father, please bring to mind some of the extraordinary blessings that you have blessed me with in the heavenly places. And as God answers, turn it back to praise. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from him and get to know him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.